Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, we need to get going. Are you coming or what?
You're a real piece of work. You know that, Mike? Of course I'm coming.
Then take this and let's go.
A flashlight? You're giving me a flashlight.
You want something else? Go get it. I'm finding our friends.
God damn it. I already have Aaron's flashlight. I'll leave it here just in case.
Do whatever you want, man.
What are you gonna do to that thing by yourself? We gotta take this thing on together.
I don't know. I'm just doing something, okay, man? Look, could you just shine the light on the ground? It's getting darker. Thanks, Brandon.
You're welcome.
Hey, check this out. It's a hatch.
This must have been how it got to us so quickly.
Let's hurry.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Seriously, dude? This is do or die. What are we gonna do when we get down there?
We'll...
How about this? I'll shine the light down on you. You have to wait for me at the bottom. If we run into that thing, you can swing at the neck. I'll go for a low blow tackle. We don't split up. You got me?
Sure.
I said, do you got me? You're gonna wait, right?
Yes. I'm sorry about earlier. I just don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm really losing my shit right now.
I know, man.
Already at the bottom. This one's a lot shorter.
But where are we?
I'm not sure. Let's move forward. This looks a lot like where we were before.
Do you hear that?
I think so. I know this is asking a lot, but can you turn off the flashlight? I don't want it to know we're down here. We should try to sneak up on it.
Jesus Christ. Damn it. Okay. Yeah.
We're just gonna be really quiet. Keep your hand here on the left wall. I'm right here in front of you. Once we're closer to it, we can see what the surroundings are like. But we have to stay inconspicuous.
Okay.
Shit!
What, man?
Brandon, can you carefully hand me the flashlight? Holy shit!
Oh my god, Aaron! Aaron, are you okay? Aaron! Aaron, I need you to talk to me if you can hear me! Please!
Shit! I can't believe this, why?
Aaron, please say something. Anything.
I'm gonna kill that motherfucker!
Wait, Mike, no! Mike, we can't leave Aaron!
Just stay here, damn it! Don't leave her side!
No! Shit! Aaron, we're gonna be alright! Right? Oh god, Aaron, please wake up!
Sit down, let me dress your wound.
Seth, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Can you pull your pant leg up?
I can try. Ah! Maybe not.
You mind?
Go for it.
Ah! Sorry.
It's fine. What do you think happened?
I don't know. I'm really worried.
I mean, where's Aaron and Brandon? Didn't Mike say we'd meet back up at the camp?
I'm sure they're fine.
How do you know that? Seth, did you not see all of the blood?
We don't know if that came from any of them, but they must have been here, or somebody was. The car door was left open, and the battery is dead in the car.
I don't know.
Hold still. The faster we can clean your wound, the faster we can find them. All right, on three. Three.
Ah! God, what happened to one and two?
I said on three. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
I meant to bandage your leg.
Oh.
All patched up.
So, should we just follow the blood?
I don't know. Give me a sec. Let me look around. We should grab anything that might be useful. Better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah. Where are you going?
Just checking the trunk. The hand axe is missing. They definitely came here. It was hidden under the mat. Shit.
Is that all? A flashlight?
It's all that was left. At least we still have your crowbar, right?
Yeah, I almost forgot about that.
Mr. Sanchez to the rescue.
Yeah.
Hey, it'll be okay. Let me pack up the med bag and we can go, all right?
Yeah, okay. I just can't stand to think that the blood is Aaron or Brandon or Mike's. I mean, there's no way that thing at the cabin could have beat us here, right?
I don't know, but Mike wouldn't let anything happen to them without a fight. Maybe none of them are hurt. Maybe that's animal blood, like at the cabin. That's why we need to investigate.
I wonder what happened to that ranger. God, I wish we hadn't gone on that fucking hike. I just want to go home.
I wonder if she knows about that monster we saw.
The Forest Service probably just thinks it's bears. Probably no one knows about that thing.
You're probably right. They'd probably have an investigative team out here with scientists if they knew about that beast. Ready to go?
Yeah. Hey, look here! There's a hatch!
The blood ends here. I can't believe we didn't see this before. It's right off the trail.
Well, it is kind of hidden by these bushes. It's so much smaller than the concrete structure. You think it leads...
to the bunker? For sure. Where else would it go?
Yeah, this definitely looks like the bunker. Do you think it's another thing like we saw at the cabin?
Hell, it could be the thing from the cabin for all we know. We locked it down there. Ready?
I thought you closed the tunnel door.
I did, but that thing could be smarter than we think. I mean, remember the house? Only the bottom floor was messy. Upstairs, everything was pristine.
So?
So maybe that thing we saw is smarter than we think, and maybe it's faster than we think, too.
You don't think it got the others, do you?
I don't know.
I have a really bad feeling about this.
We just have to find the others, and then we can all get the hell out of here. You still have the flare gun?
Why?
Just in case something bad happens, we can use it.
Would anyone see it?
Yeah, someone should see it. Town is 45 minutes away. We just shoot it straight up in the air and they should see it.
Then we just have to wait 45 minutes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, what if we can't wait that long?
It's the best plan we've got. Look, we'll be okay. Let's keep going.
Please wake up. Was that Brandon?
Hurry, let's go. Can you run?
Kinda.
Brandon!
Seth! Guys, help!
I'm going to go after him. Can you catch up? Here, take the light.
Seth, wait! Shouldn't we stick together?
Shit. Okay, yeah. Come on, I'll help carry you. Brandon! Mike! Aaron!
Over here! Hurry! Thank God you guys are here. Aaron!
No! Oh, no, no! Is she... Shit, please! Tell me... Oh, my God!
How did this happen?
It got her. There was so much blood. Aaron, I'm so sorry. Aaron.
Brandon.
I'm so sorry I let this happen. Aaron. Oh, Aaron.
Brandon, Where's Mike?
He went after that monster.
Are you bleeding too, Brandon?
Yeah. Those claws dug into my leg. I'm in a lot of pain.
Claws?
Allie, I don't feel good about this. Can you patch up Brandon and... I need to go find Mike. We need to get out of here. Together. Where did Mike go, Brandon?
Down that hall to the left.
Allie, you stay with him. Maybe get him back to camp. I'm going to...
You can't leave! What are you going to do if you run into the...
What else is there to do? We can't just leave him, especially if he's still alive.
Okay! Fine. Are you sure?
Brandon needs your help more than I do right now. You need to stay here. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I just... Yeah. Be careful, Seth!
Mike! 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 Mike, where are you? Mike? Where? The padded room. What the fuck? Mike! 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 Shit! What the hell is that thing? Oh my god.
Oh shit!
Mike, run!
Let me go!
Fuck. Fuck! Fuck! Shit! Brandon! Allie!
Seth! We're over here!
Hey everyone, before I get to this week's credits, I'd like to recommend another Fatecrafter Network show, Rex Riveter, Private Eye. The year is 1955, Tinseltown, the land of make-believe. It's a time of growth in American prosperity, especially in Los Angeles. Here, dreams are bought and sold. But there's a seedier side to the City of Angels, the shadows where pimps and narcotics pushers live, where organized crime stands just around every corner, with one hand out and the other wrapped around a Roscoe. It's a city full of fancy dams and slick cons, where bookies know the vig, so you better too. Some folks call it noir or pulp fiction, but for a private eye named Rex Riveter, it's home. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you find podcasts, and join Rex Riveter in 1950s Los Angeles every other Monday. It's personally one of my new favorite shows, and I can't recommend it highly enough. Check it out and tell them we say hi. This was a Midnight Disease production. It was written and directed by Larissa Fleming and Pacific Obadiah, and edited by Pacific Obadiah. This week, you heard the voice of Bear Omenson as Seth, Jacob Thorne as Mike, Maddie Moore as Allie, and James Brunt as Brandon, with special guest star Vin Ernst as Aaron. Our music was provided by Its Teeth. You can find them at itsteeth.net or on Bandcamp and Spotify. This production was made with help from Met Media. And of course, if you're on Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, or Instagram, drop us a line and say hi. Thanks for listening.